In a clearing at Camp Edwards on Cape Cod, a group of Army cadets comes over a hill to take a position being held by another group. They're shooting blanks, but otherwise, this is as real on-the-ground training as the cadets have had since the pandemic began. The cadets, all college seniors, come from ROTC programs in Massachusetts and Maine. They're from public universities and private ones, such as Harvard University. Cadet Isabella Van Natten attends Wellesley College, where seniors are learning remotely this semester.
It's such a relief to definitely be in person, to be out here. Even though we're carrying really heavy rucks and everything, just being in person with everyone makes a huge difference, and the learning really skyrockets when we have these difficult experiences, new challenges that can be thrown at us in the in-person setting. So having a semester remote, I definitely appreciate getting this learning opportunity out here.
Three ROTC platoons performed these exercises in late August. Each platoon had fewer than 30 cadets, and they were not allowed to work or socialize outside that group, a far cry from normal training when hundreds of cadets would eat, train, and shower together. In a typical summer, 10,000 ROTC cadets would have been at Fort Knox, Kentucky. This year, the Army planned 68 smaller trainings around the country until the end of October. The cadets at Camp Edwards do not wear masks. They train 12 hours a day, after which they're screened for symptoms of COVID-19. Major General John Evans, commander of Cadet Command, explains that the Army is not able to test cadets on a daily basis everywhere.
So we are relying on the CDC guidance for how the screening should occur. Someone that doesn't feel well, someone who's been in positive contact with someone who has COVID, those types of things will exclude those individuals. And then in other places, we have the ability to test some, and we will use those tests sparingly so that if we have someone who screens positive, we can give them a test and then find out whether or not they are truly positive or whether they can continue with training. So we're really trying to use everything at our disposal to be able to do that.
Back at the command center on Cape Cod, fans are roaring. Lieutenant Colonel David Stalker, professor of military science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, says the lack of hands-on training since March has had an impact.
What I do see out there is they're just slower because maybe they have not moved as a team or a squad, and definitely not like a platoon, just because we lost some of those spring exercises that we would have done in March, April, and May.
But Stalker is encouraged by the fact that the lack of in-person training has not hurt cadets' ability to develop other skills.
We did not see that with marksmanship, but we conducted some preliminary marksmanship instruction to prep them to go out to the rifle range, and we did that virtually.
Despite the slow ramp-up in moving together as a platoon, Stalker is confident that the cadets will be ready for the Army by the time they graduate this spring. In Boston, I'm Fred Tice.